Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss two topics of focus for the Pella School Board at this week's meeting: TIF financing and a lighthouse session with elementary teachers.
Well, Greg, over the past month of the past couple of Pella School Board meetings, you've really had an opportunity to look at a way to help the city of Pella and Marion County bring new housing and new families really to the community through a tax increment financing program. City Administrator Mike Nardini was recently at the board meeting, and the board has had discussion about how they want to proceed with a possible expansion on tax increment financing to benefit not only new housing developments, but low-income housing. What are those discussions really centering around? For the Pella School Board's perspective, and why is housing an important factor in what the Pella School Board is looking at moving forward?
There's been a use of tax increment financing for developments across the state and in different ways. Pella has not used them for private developments very much, if at all, in the past, and so they've kind of changed a little bit of their philosophy around what they're thinking. So what they want to do is to do some tax increment financing around a development that would allow some public utilities, streets, water, sewer, electric, all those things, sanitary sewer to be put in. And so the reason they're talking to the school is because typically a TIF goes for 10 years, and the city can actually just decide to do a TIF on their own. The school, in terms of the total dollar amount that the school actually receives, is really held harmless by the TIF because their debt service and the school's physical plant and equipment levy are outside the TIF, and so they're not affected by that. And our general fund, really, that's a per-pupil driven process. So again, our general fund is harmless. And so the good news is that for the city, we don't see a huge impact on the school. I know some people worry about tax rates changing because of TIF, and that is always a possibility. And so what we're doing is looking at, so the city could go on their own for 10 years, but they have to get the approval of the county and the school if they want to move past 10 years and go to 15 years on that TIF. And so what the city is really asking of the school is to have an agreement and be approved for tax increment financing to go to 15 years instead of 10. And part of the reason is because of the amount of money that they need for the overall public improvement. They're not sure they could get that paid off in just 10 years worth of time. They're essentially wanting to extend it to 15 so that they make sure that happens, because really the idea of tax increment financing is you have a base for the property, and then the improvements that are made and that assessed value that actually happens, that value that then gets taxed, that tax money then goes back to paying for the improvement of the streets and the city infrastructure. So the idea is that you look at reimbursing the development company for the price of that city infrastructure cost. And so the city would actually own the infrastructure, would own the streets, would own all those things. But it's something that's been used quite a bit across the state, and people always have questions around it because it's kind of hard to totally understand that. But it can affect tax rates. For the most part, what we don't believe as a school that it will affect us a great deal in terms of our tax rate. And so the school obviously is one of the big taxing entities in a community. Just about 50% of our overall tax rate comes from the school. Not quite 50, but quite a bit. So we definitely are one of the big players in that. And what we also want to do is promote new housing development, because certainly Pella does need new developments. They need options for families. We have heard lots and lots of anecdotal stories of families trying to move into this community and they can't find housing right here. So ultimately, we have hopes that this type of a project will also spur on other developments and additional housing and give people kind of an option to either change housing, upgrade to different housing, maybe move and free up other housing that sometimes is even more affordable for people.
So one of the things, as typically at least once a year you try to do, is you try to have more one-on-one engagement with many teachers and staff, and you've called them lighthouse sessions. What is this program all about? And I understand this time you're going to be talking mainly to elementary school teachers. What's kind of the dialogue between the teachers and the board, and why is that an important function of what the school board does?
If you would typically come to a board meeting, and so if a public person would come to the board board meeting, you'd see a lot of administrators sitting there. You'd see the school board. You'd see myself. You'd see the media. But really, you know, the teachers are not necessarily at those meetings. And so we don't have as much opportunity for teachers to interface directly with the board. And so this is really to set up that process, to allow teachers to talk directly to the board about some things they're working on, not just as a presentation, but actually here's the hard things, here's the challenges, here's where we need support. And really be able to communicate that directly. It's an important thing that the teachers know that they're supported by the board, even though that sometimes comes across as it's through the administration. And we certainly act as kind of a conduit between the teachers and the board. But it's a nice time where teachers and board can kind of hear things directly, be more conversational. There's a lot of research around what good school boards do. And one of the things they do is hold the system accountable. And so a good school board will hold the system accountable, but they also need to be listening and understanding to what the needs of the system are. So that gives the board direct opportunity to talk to teachers, not that they don't, sometimes just anecdotally through church or through community things, but this is more of a formalized process to make that happen.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.